This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is pros and cons of turnkey rentals. But before we get started, I just like to touch base with you guys and say, hey, how you doing? I want to encourage you in your real estate investing goals and that you're moving forward, not getting discouraged, taking heart that there are other people doing the same thing. We're all in this together, and I just wish you the very best. This is summertime. There are a lot of things going on, I know. Graduations, visiting family and friends, weddings, travel plans. And, you know, as an old dog reflecting back, you know, I think one thing that is important to me more so than ever is balance, you know, being able to balance your efforts in doing what you're doing, whether you're still working toward retirement, let's say you're getting close to retirement, or whether you are already retired. I know we want to get the real estate stuff in order, but we also don't want to lose sight of what's really important. And for those of us who have sacrificed much of our time with family, friends, and others as we were on our way to success or survival in the real world, so to speak, we don't want to make the same mistakes as we're nearing or in retirement. There will be few people, if any, who on their deathbed will say, gee, I wish I could have made that one business meeting or closed that one deal. No, you'll be thinking about the things that are most important to you, and that's generally the relationships that are near and dearest to our hearts. You know, I was always an overachiever when I was younger, a student body president, class president, elected to public office at 18, a corporate VP at 21, entrepreneur, building my supposed kingdoms up, always on the fast track, you know, chasing after the golden ring. By the time I'd figured out what I was doing, I had left a trail of damaged relationships sacrificed for that success that I sought out so avidly. But, you know, I personally know that I cannot go back in time to regain that lost time or attention that I sacrificed for career or business. But I sure as heck won't miss the opportunity now in this latter season of my life to spend every opportunity I can with my wife, my children, my grandchildren, dear friends, and loved ones. It's never too late to restore and rebuild relationships. Sure, you know, enjoy your quest to build a real estate portfolio, but don't forget to use your precious time wisely, and especially enjoy your summer with people you love. Anyway, on to our show for today. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that I have a strong opinion of turnkey rentals. It's sort of a love-hate relationship. You see, I love the idea of turnkey rentals, but I hate the reality of turnkey rentals, at least in my life. Now, I remember when I first started to invest in real estate, I was so excited. I was reading every book, blog, and watching tons of YouTube videos and webinars. I bought the home study courses and attended the boot camps too. I was pumped, but I was also scared to death to make that first purchase. What I really wanted was an experienced, successful real estate investor to hold my hand as I found the right markets, evaluated properties, and made that first purchase. Well, unfortunately, every successful real estate investor who was interested in helping me or mentoring me wanted tons of money for 20-minute calls once a week. Not the kind of mentoring I really wanted or needed. So when I got these emails, okay, with pictures of beautiful properties with the financial analysis already done for me showing how much I would make with these wonderful turnkey rentals without having to find the market, they already researched and selected the best markets, without having to do any rehab, they had already done all the upgrades and repairs, and without having to find a tenant, one was already in place. Nor did I even have to research and interview property management firms because they'd already screened and selected the best property management firms already. All I had to do was to pay cash for the property and start receiving checks in my mailbox each month. I was sold. Where do I sign? I hopped on a plane out of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, where I was living at the time, okay, and I flew to Atlanta. I bought a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in Atlanta, okay? Then I flew to Memphis, and I bought another 3-bedroom, 1-bath house and a duplex with 3-bedroom units on each side. And I flew home. Wow, was that easy in less than a week? And guess what? The next month, the rental check started flowing in. This was heaven on earth. Could it get any better? Or should I have asked, could it get any worse? In the months that followed, things started to happen. Tenants mysteriously disappeared. What? I had leases. I called my property manager to see what happened. They said it would cost more in legal fees to go after them, and they probably wouldn't be able to pay once you got them anyway. In other words, it wasn't worth pursuing. I was upset, but hey, I'd read about these things in my research, and these little glitches were bound to happen. Pas problème. No problem. Plus, I had 6-month rent guarantee. If there were any vacancies, you know, the turnkey company guaranteed they would send the rent check anyway. Okay, I'm so stinking smart. I signed on to the right deal. Yeah, right. Red flag. And sure enough, like clockwork, I got my rent money. No tenants, but I was still getting my rent money. However, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months came, still no tenants. And finally, the rent check stopped. I couldn't understand why the property manager was having such difficulty finding tenants for me. I mean, the property in Atlanta, you know, it was doing pretty good and still had tenants. Okay, well, I had a broken air conditioning unit, and that cost me $3,000 to replace. I guess maybe I should have known about that, but well, it's just cash flow for a year. It's not that big a deal. Okay, so I switched property managers in Memphis because these guys couldn't find me a tenant. Trying to find someone that could get me some tenants. Finally, I got a good one. He switched me to mostly Section 8 tenants. And, you know, I was schooled on Section 8. This is great. I mean, you got people that are waiting 5 years in line to get on the program. So, you know, and they've got to maintain the property and do all the right stuff, right? So I got great tenants, and the government is paying it, you know, which should be a red flag too. But hey, it was, you know, it should arrive every month at exactly the right time. So I'm going, yeah, Section 8 makes sense. So for months, it was great. But then things started to happen. You know, some of these tenants that weren't supposed to do anything wrong would break their lease. And then when they would break the lease and leave, they would trash the place. And I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on turnovers. And I'd get new tenants and the same thing would happen. I got AC units that were stolen. You had to qualify for Section 8 too. So there were constant inspections. Every time there was an inspection, I had to pay thousands more. It was one problem after another. Then, as if I didn't learn anything from those situations, I bought a duplex in Indianapolis and through another turnkey company. I think I would have learned by then, but hey, you know, this thick old dog's head here, it just doesn't always get through. Well, anyway, they did a terrible rehab on this place that I had purchased, and I asked them to fix it and repair it, and basically the turnkey company said, look, their current contractors were really more important to them than their clients. So, you know, they're not going to really ask them to do anything. So that was a drag. And so I had to go find another property manager. Anyway, the list goes on and on. I had my share of experiences with turnkey companies starting out. Then I started to do my blog and podcast. I started to hear from you guys. And then I heard more horror stories from many of you about turnkey companies. Now, I'm not going to brand all turnkey providers as bad. That's not fair, and I don't think it's true. I haven't hired all turnkey providers, so I don't know about every turnkey provider. But I will say that the fundamental business model for turnkey companies is a bit flawed. Most business models are that of a fix and flipper. I mean, really, they make their money on the sale of the house. The cheaper they can buy the house and fix it up for, the bigger the profit. And forget the property management side, because property management just doesn't really, I mean, the property management companies don't make a lot of money either, unless they're on the high end side of things. And so there's not a lot of money to be made there. So really, it's that upfront purchase, you know, the sale of that house. The bottom line is that they make their money on the front end, just like a flipper. And beyond that, there's not much incentive to do much more, like maintaining top property management companies and getting high quality tenants. There's just not a lot of money in that part of the business. Now, there'll be those that'll go out of their way to do that because they care about the reputation of their company, but it isn't necessarily a real profitable part of the equation. That being said, I do believe there are pros and cons, and that's why I want to present both sides here as best as I can. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but keep that in mind as I go through this list. If you're a real estate investor, it's only natural that you're on a constant hunt for the best investment strategies and options available in the housing market. You must be aware of all types of investment properties, including their pros and cons, no matter what you're buying, whether it's turnkey or other. Well, one of these investment property types, as I've already mentioned, is turnkey rentals, which are fully viable options for many real estate investors. But before you decide whether that's the right investment strategy, you really need to look at the advantages and disadvantages. So let's start with a definition of turnkey rentals first. Okay, I've kind of been talking about it. You probably already know, but maybe you're relatively new to the exciting world of real estate investing and still have no idea what turnkey rentals are. No worries. I'll try to tell you as quick as I can here. Turnkey rental companies vary in size, shape, and services, but I can attempt to give you a rough description. Turnkey rentals are basically presented as investment properties, which are in a fully rentable condition when you buy them as a real estate investor. Kind of like a one-stop shop for real estate investors. Like when you buy stocks or bonds, right? You pay the money and everything is done for you. You just sit back and hope the money will come in. Well, one major drawback of real estate investing is having to prepare your income property before you rent it out, which delays the time when you start making money from that property, right? So you've got to get the property, you got to find contractors, you got to work with them. So the idea of a turnkey rental is to eliminate this main problem up front, so that you can start renting them out and collecting rental income as soon as you purchase them. Like I was talking about before, boom, next month I was getting checks in the mail. Moreover, many of them come with readily available professional property management services in place, which is an added benefit, right? And so you don't have to worry about it. And then many of them will have tenants already in place, which is even better. Okay, so anyway, now that you know what rental turnkeys are, let's look at their main pros and cons. Okay, advantages. Number one, no need for fixes, okay? They've done all the repairs and rehab the property, and it is ready to be rented out. That's why they call it turnkey, right? There's no need to do any fixes or repairs, which save you lots of money and energy and headaches. You might need to do, you know, some little tweaks here and there, but basically it's ready to go. Now, my red flag here is still you should always do a formal inspection. Don't assume anything. As an investor, you need to make sure this property is solid and there are no major problems you're going to have to deal with later. Number two, it's immediate rental income. The fact that you can start renting out turnkey properties right away brings another important advantage, the possibility to make money right away. As soon as you buy a turnkey property, you can find tenants and start collecting rent from them, which is your rental income. As long as you're able to rent out your rental property for enough rent, you will have positive cash flow immediately. Okay, and number three, headache-free landlord experience. As mentioned above, most turnkey rentals come with professional property management services. Some have their own in-house company, and some job it out to other local property management companies. Of course, you have to pay for this service. It's anywhere roughly in between 10 and 12% of your rental income. And the idea is that you'll save lots of time and headache, you know, as a landlord by having a property management firm, in place. Of course, you have to pay for this service. It's 10 to 12% of your rental income generally. But the idea is that you save lots of time and effort as a landlord because you have someone else that's doing all the work for you. Well, yeah, a red flag here is no landlord experience is headache-free, at least none that I know of. And generally, you can reduce the number of headaches, but you're still going to have your headaches. Okay, number four, it requires no previous experience. Because turnkey rentals are ready to be rented out and because you don't have to engage in property management, these income properties are ideal for anyone, even people with zero previous experience as a real estate investor and or landlord, okay? Kind of like real estate investing on cruise control. Thus, if you have not dealt with real estate investing before, turnkey rentals can be a fast, easy way to get started without knowing anything. Well, here's my immediate red flag. Ignorance is not bliss. Okay, especially when you do have something go wrong. Always, always educate yourself first as best you can before getting involved in any kind of real estate investing. Okay, number five, makes out-of-state real estate investing feasible. It's true. Sometimes you just don't live in the best rental market at the moment, like me here in Southern California. That's a reason which might prevent many individuals from buying and owning a rental company. Out-of-state real estate investing is always an option because it increases significantly the opportunities to find a profitable investment property. With turnkey rentals, out-of-state real estate investing is made easy, regardless of how far your selected housing market is from your home. Since you will not have to deal with fixes and repairs, maintenance, and tenants' requests, you are free to invest in real estate in any part of the country. Instead of having to find and build out a, you know, your own local out-of-state team, it's already in place, so to say, like an instant team. I mean, maybe minus the attorney. You might, you know, you do have to have an attorney for each state you're in, but otherwise everything's there. Okay. Well, those are five advantages. Let's look at five disadvantages. Unfortunately, like any type of investment property, turnkey rentals are not all perfect. They do have their drawbacks. And so here are a few of the major ones. Higher cost, right out of the chute, because turnkey rentals are prepared for renting out, because they offer professional property management services, etc. They cost more. In other words, you will likely pay, I'd say, market or above market to purchase a turnkey rental. However, you still should run your comps and get a good idea when you purchase your property so you know exactly where it falls in the market. Nevertheless, any smart investor should conduct a careful investment property analysis. They might be presented as being more profitable in terms of cash flow, cap rate, and cash on cash return. But you need to also calculate that yourself. And of course, since all the rehab work is done for you in advance, hopefully by professionals, that value should be added onto the price. It's just a matter of whether their after repair value is accurate in relation to what the market price is. Number two, property management isn't that great. At least from my experience and experience of many I've talked to, you know, the good property management is hard to find, period. But in this kind of a situation, again, you know, if they have their in-house, it's not a real profitable part of their business. So they might not dedicate the people to it that are needed to make it different. Or if they deal with outside people, there's also the issue there, you know, is it a good turnkey company? The reality in most cases is that the turnkey is generally done with you after the escrow papers are signed and you own that property, okay? It's no longer the turnkey company's problem. I mean, if you have a bad property management firm, then you got to find another one. Okay, next. Number three, they want cash-only transactions. As I mentioned, turnkey providers are basically just flippers. They deal in volume, and they want upfront, fast transactions. If you prefer to finance the property, most turnkey providers don't want to mess with you. They don't want to deal with banks, inspections, or anything that will slow down the purchase process. Like flippers, their money is on the line, and they are on the clock. They may owe someone like a hard money lender or somebody, and they need to get their money back and pay off that loan. And it costs them to hold on to the property too long. Some do allow for financing, but it's not the case with all. Number four, they don't always pick the best properties in the greatest markets and neighborhoods. Now, when most people buy from turnkey providers, they assume that the turnkey company did their homework and that the property they're buying is in a good neighborhood and that the property will appreciate over time and in a good market, okay? Unfortunately, that's not always the case. The turnkey provider makes their money on the spread, so they look for cheap houses that they can mark up. The bigger the spread, the bigger the profit. Now, sometimes they'll buy homes in bulk, spread out over a broad geographic area, some in good areas and some in not so good areas. And it's hard to find the big profits in the best neighborhoods. So you just got to keep in mind, you research your areas, make sure you know your markets, okay, that it is a good city, an MSA, but also make sure that neighborhood is a good neighborhood, because you know, I made that mistake in going into Memphis, for example. I found a great market, Memphis, but there are a lot of little neighborhoods in that market, and you need to make sure that you are buying in the right neighborhood. And the final one, number five, less flexibility. Since your turnkey rentals are make-ready, you know, you can't really customize it the way that you would necessarily want to in terms of color and floor tiles and things like that. But since you're buying these properties to rent them out to tenants, as long as they look good enough to attract the right good renters, okay, and provide you with enough rental and income and cash flow, that might not be an issue. Anyway, in conclusion, now I realize that there are many listening that have already purchased turnkey properties, and maybe you are perfectly happy with everything, and that's great. If you have a good company and a good relationship with your turnkey company, keep it up. Maybe you want to continue that relationship, okay? I'd love to hear from you and even get the names of those companies that are doing a good job. There may be those listening who did not pick the greatest company and are having troubles, and for those of you in that situation, don't be discouraged, okay? I had that same problem, and I was able to turn it around. You can too. And for those currently still deciding, all I can say is do your due diligence first. Research your markets and neighborhoods carefully before you go into those areas. When you find your property, still hire an inspector to thoroughly check out that property. Make sure there are no surprises down the road that are going to bite you. Finally, interview the property management firm of that turnkey company, just like you would as you're looking for any property management firm. And if you don't find, you know, that they answer the questions the way you want and that you know, they're not going to be great to work with, well, then find your own. You're not tied to their property management firm. And the beauty of real estate investing is that you can do, you know, you can make almost anything work. You know, that's what I really like about it, is you can find a way to make things work. Just be smart, you know, do your homework, get good advice, and make good decisions. Anyone can find something appropriate for his or her situation, and any bad situation can be turned around. Even the busiest people with no previous knowledge of real estate can become successful real estate investors and landlords. Well, that's it for today. Thanks a lot for listening, Old Dog listeners. Everything presented here has been outlined and can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode on pros and cons of turnkey rentals. Well, that's it for today. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.